Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, February 4th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. In earnings, Advanced Micro Devices posted a profit of over $1.5 billion in the quarter ended in late December, compared with $482 million a year earlier. Revenue rose 34% to more than $10.2 billion, beating analysts' forecasts. AMD's data center segment sales jumped 39%. CEO Lisa Su told analysts yesterday that the company expects revenue from its data center unit to increase by more than 60% in the next 3 to 5 years as AI hyperscalers' demands grow. Despite this, shares of AMD fell on the news. During the latest financial reporting period, investors have been tough on AI-related stocks, even when they beat expectations. Uber's fourth quarter profit fell to $296 million from $6.88 billion a year earlier. The recent quarter included a $1.6 billion headwind from reevaluations of Uber's equity investments. Revenue increased 20% to $14.37 billion, surpassing analyst expectations, with trips and gross bookings both climbing 22%. The ride-hail company also named the new CFO to replace the current one, who is stepping down later this month. And we exclusively report that AI voice startup 11 Labs has raised $500 million in Series D funding, led by Sequoia Capital, valuing it at $11 billion. That's according to its co-founder and CEO. The investment more than triples its valuation from a year earlier. 11 Labs aims to continue growing into a broader platform for conversational AI, including selling tools to business customers who are using AI-generated voices for customer service, sales, and marketing. Per the CEO, the startup generated $330 million in annual recurring revenue last year and hopes to double that this year. The new round brings 11 Labs' total funding to nearly $800 million. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.